New research out of MIT finds that to help children develop language, it's not enough for parents to talk at their kids. It's important to talk with them in back-and-forth exchanges. WBUR's Kerry Goldberg explains.
On average, a child from a better-off, more educated family is likely to hear 30 million more words in the first 3 years of life than a child from a less well-off family. That finding from a 1995 study helped explain some school achievement gaps. Now, MIT researchers have used MRI scans to pinpoint how talking actually changes a young child's brain. Neuroscience professor John Gabrielli.
And what we found is the more often parents engaged in back and forth conversation with their child, the stronger was the brain response in the front of the brain to language.
That stronger brain response reflects deeper, more intimate engagement with language. So it's not just about the number of words a child hears, it's about interaction. And graduate student Rachel Romeo says the effect didn't depend on parents' income or education. So it's not as if lower income children are doomed to weaker verbal abilities.
It seems to suggest instead that if they're provided with a rich verbal environment early in life, that can predict great language and cognitive outcomes.
Romeo says the next step in the research will be to study an early intervention that gives toddlers more back-and-forth conversations.
Obviously, a two-year-old's not going to debate philosophy with you, but just a back-and-forth with them in whatever their capabilities are is really valuable.
So could a smart speaker use artificial intelligence to develop a child's brain much as a conversational parent would? Gabrielli and Romeo say that will require more research to determine. But one child development specialist says a smart speaker can't rival a parent. Learning language is all about relationship, and Alexa doesn't have a lap. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kerry Goldberg.